It was the 7th of November, 1992, the 75th anniversary of the 1917 October Revolution, and less than a year since the Soviet Union had collapsed. For the first time, there would be no official celebration of communism. Journalists and undercover police mingled with local people whose world had collapsed and who now had no money for bread. Armed soldiers lined the square. Snow was falling. The Russians standing beside me in the crowd began to look worried. Then, from a direction I was not expecting, hundreds of people appeared in a silent procession. They were 20 wide and dozens deep, most of them old men and some old women, all with grey hair, all in military uniforms, some hobbling, others with backs straight for the march. I ducked under the closing cordon of soldiers pushing the crowd back. I was the only one to get through. I ran towards the marchers, pulling out my camera from where I'd been keeping it warm in my jacket. Through the long lens, I could see them close up. Their expressions were set and hard to read. I found myself focusing tight on their clothes. The khaki woolen cloth of those who had been in the army and the white cloth worn by the Navy, puckered at the seams as if hand-sewn. Some of it was torn. It was this, the frayed, patched, repaired fabric that represented how the people walking towards me had lost everything they believed in, how they were not going to be looked after as promised, how they were proud, that left me, still almost alone in the gap between the marchers and the surging crowd, taking pictures as tears froze on my cheeks. After that, I began to notice how fabrics can give a glimpse of something truthful, a clue to what is underneath the surface of things. I learned that the word clue itself comes from an old English term for a ball of yarn that can be unwound to show the right path, and almost in passing, I saw how the stories of fabrics, their histories, are about endeavour and work and secrets and feuds and inventions and abuse and beauty and ugliness, and sometimes they are about tenderness. There were stories, I thought, and I wanted to know them. I'd go out into the world and uncover stories of barcloth and cotton and wool and linen and silk and some of the other fabrics people have invented and used and worked into being. I'd meet some of the people who made them and learn about some of the people who'd changed the way they were made. I'd explore the quality of truth in fabric I had seen through my lens in Moscow and never forgotten. I'd learn the histories, and I'd find out more about the connection the material we can see has with the non-material world we cannot see. And that book, this book, would be my patchwork.